Progress Test 5. 1.
Growing up in Canada, I was close to a girl called Sue, who, like me, was an only child. That was what really brought us together. We were like sisters, spending time in each other's houses and even sharing clothes. She was a bit of a tomboy, while I liked playing with dolls, so we didn't have that much in common, but that didn't seem to matter. My family and I moved to England when I was 6, and I cried for weeks. We were too young to keep in touch. Anyway, 6 months ago, I decided to try to contact Sue again, and soon found her profile on a social networking site. We exchanged messages and chatted on Skype. Perhaps we'll meet in person one day soon.
2.
When my dad announced we'd be moving to London, I said I wouldn't go unless my best friend Carl could come with me. Carl and I were only 5 and complete opposites. He was easygoing, whereas I was bossy. Anyway, we moved, me, my sister, my mum and my dad, and Carl didn't come. Over the years, we sent cards and were friends on Facebook, but I didn't see him for years. Then he suddenly called me, saying he had moved to live in the same part of London as me. We've met 3 or 4 times since, and it's like old times. He hasn't changed a bit.
3.
I was a bit wary of meeting Louisa after so many years apart. She and I were inseparable in preschool. But to be honest, it was only because we lived next door to each other and our mums were friends that we spent so much time together. We had very different personalities. My family moved house, we went to different primary schools, and we lost touch. We got together again only because my sister met Louisa by accident at a party and arranged for us to meet for a meal. That was a year ago. To my surprise, we got on really well. So well, in fact, that now we're dating, even though we live in different towns. My first friend is now my girlfriend.
4.
I didn't recognise Clara at first. Her hair was long and she was taller than she had been 8 years previously when I moved house with my family. We were both at the same school reunion. My sister had dragged me along and I'd spent the evening talking to people I had nothing in common with. Then I met Clara. As kids, Clara and I were on the same wavelength and nothing had changed. We remembered how upset we had been when I moved and wished we'd kept in touch somehow. Before long, we were chatting away as if we'd never been apart. She lives abroad now, but I hope to still keep in touch.